This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Approximately 284,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and the number of confirmed infections is nearly 4.2 million. In the United States, nearly 81,000 people have died, and there are well over 1.3 million confirmed infections. Top White House officials said Sunday they expect the U.S. unemployment rate could reach 25% before the world's biggest economy improves in the second half of the year and into 2021. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett told CBS News Face the Nation that he's expecting a jobless rate north of 20, with millions more laid-off workers filing for unemployment compensation in May and June. Trump administration officials spoke optimistically about a relatively quick rebound from the coronavirus Sunday as life within the White House reflected the stark challenges still posed by the pandemic. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin predicted the American economy would rebound in the second half of this year from unemployment rates that rivaled the Great Depression. Vice President Mike Pence is self-isolating after an aide tested positive for the coronavirus last week. An administration official says Pence is voluntarily keeping his distance from other people in line with CDC guidance. The official says Pence has repeatedly tested negative for COVID-19 since his exposure, but he's following the advice of medical officials. As U.S. President Donald Trump tries to move on from the coronavirus, Congress is rushing to fill the void and prepare the country for the long fight ahead. Compelled by the lack of comprehensive federal planning, as states begin to reopen, lawmakers of both parties, from the senior-most senators to the newest House member, are jumping in to develop policies and unleash resources to prevent a second wave. In the House and Senate, lawmakers are pushing sweeping proposals for national virus testing strategy and more. This is VOA News. New South Wales, Australia's largest state, will begin loosening its lockdown measures Friday. Cafes and restaurants will be allowed to seat 10 patrons at a time. Outdoor gatherings of up to 10 people and visits of up to 5 people to a household will be permitted. Playgrounds and outdoor pools will also be allowed to reopen with strict limits. Weddings, which had been restricted to 2 guests, will now be able to host up to 10. And indoor funerals will be allowed to have 20 mourners. New South Wales has been hit hard by the coronavirus in Australia, with about 45% of the country's confirmed cases and deaths. But it recorded just 2 new cases as of Saturday out of nearly 10,000 people tested. The Iranian army says that a missile strike on a naval vessel taking part in an exercise in the Gulf of Oman has killed 19 sailors and wounded 15. That statement Monday significantly raised the death toll in the incident, which took place Sunday. Early